Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, I mean it sincerely, on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the look, be part of the solution. Don't just sit there and whine about it. Don't just sit there and tell me what's wrong with government and how bad they are and all that. That's all great and wonderful. But I want to know for real, what's the fix? Don't just tell me there's something wrong. What would you do to fix it? What are the options that we have? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then, you look at what's going on around you, and you have to decide what you're willing to fight. You can't fight it all. You can't spread yourself that thin. So turn around, sit down with your bad self, and decide what's important to you. What touches your heart? What are you willing to put a time into, if you would? Right? In case you're just joining us, you missed the first hour. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can get in touch with us by heading up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots you can do there. If you want to get text alerts that the show is starting, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right? Or give me your email address on the website. There's a million ways we can make this happen. Let's go through some of the hot stories of the moment. Right, it's first of all, now Trump says he's seen evidence the virus emerged from Wuhan lab, and the WHO is saying, yeah, that's where it started too. They're just not beating it up. Yet the hard left, CNN and others, are saying, hey, not maybe not so much, right? But where did it start? Didn't start here. And you have to know where it started. I mean, over the decades, we've learned you have to know where it started from. So you kind of pinpoint with that how it came about and how it got released. Otherwise, how do you fight it? Or maybe they don't want to fight it. Maybe they just want to let it run rampant. They can keep us locked up in our homes, telling us what to do while raiding the treasury. Right? Now, Intel bosses have come together from all over the world, and they confirmed that the investigation into whether the Wuhan virus, coronavirus, the Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it, is a result of an accident at the Wuhan lab. So they're seeing more and more evidence to see that that's what happened. That there was an accident at that lab, and somebody carried it out of the lab. Maybe by accident. Now, the WHO has been claiming that they acted quickly, that China acted quickly. Well, that's not so true. Our State Department, many in our State Department say, that's not true. See, this is the differences. When you look at CNN, MSNBC, and the others, they seem to be covering for China. I don't know what China has on these people. Really, what are they afraid of? Why are we so afraid of China? They're holding our debt. So what? What are you going to hand the country to them? They're going to repossess Texas? doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you something. One of these nights I'm going to do a show on how much money China owed us. Because they owed us billions of dollars. And actually, I've heard if you included interest and all that other stuff in there, we would owe them pretty much nothing. We would devastate them, but we would owe them pretty much nothing if we demanded our money. We don't do that. We haven't done that. We're the only nation on the planet that goes out, right, defends ourselves against another nation, blows the crap out of them, that takes taxpayer dollars to rebuild them. Look at Japan. And I'm not going to give any disclaimer. I've done it enough times. I'm not doing it again, okay? So the Japanese government decided that it was going to blow up. It was going to come to Hawaii and kill 3,000 American soldiers. It was going to draw us into the war, some way, shape, manner, or form. They killed 3,000 of our people. Right? Came to our shore, on our property, killed 3,000 of our people. We weren't at war with them. Right? We weren't even at conflict with them. And then we go there, right? We drop two massive bombs on them to make them stop. Yes, many, many civilians were killed, right, to try to bring this war to the end, and it did. It brought the war to an end. And then what did we do? Anybody know what we did? We went in and we rebuilt them. We helped them rebuild. We took American taxpayer dollars. We went and helped rebuild them. Did we take any money for the deaths they created in Hawaii? Did we force them to rebuild our military? Yeah, we're terrible people. Terrible, terrible people. We've helped out nation after nation, country after country, and we get bupkis. Countries that we've helped out in the past. Look at the French. They couldn't stand us. Still can't to a degree. We have saved their butts twice. From Nazism and communism and socialism, we have saved these countries, Europe. You really think the Brits would have won the war without our help? Come on. Use your head. And all you young people out there, you know, shame on you parents that allow the kids to get away with this. All you young people out there that think we're warmongers as Americans, as the American government. You are delusional. Why don't you go looking for the good we've done to these countries? How many times we've gone and saved their butts from natural disaster and or war? Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Go reflect for a few minutes. We'll be back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Hey, left-leaning Elon Musk is now calling the government. The state government is telling us to stay home. Fascists! Now, I'm not a fan of Mr. Musk. Really, seriously, I'm one of those guys that figures if you keep getting grant money from our government, you keep taking money from our government to come up with these wonderful, I don't know, programs, inventions, what have you, shouldn't we get a cut? I'm just saying. Shouldn't we get a few bucks for it or what? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, you know what missed the news today? Nobody caught. I mean, seriously. Got this from Ron, one of our listeners. President Trump today just donated his $400,000 salary again, this time for rebuilding military cemeteries. Why hasn't anybody caught this? Why didn't this show up in the news anywhere? Because they don't want to show this man in a kind light in any way, shape, manner, or form. That's the biggest problem I have with them. Right? Nothing that he does is right. And when he does do something right, he can't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. We don't want anybody to know that he could possibly be a good guy or a guy that we can't stand that does good things many times. But don't tell anybody. We don't want the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Governor Newsom might be backpedaling a little bit on his conversation about closing all the beaches. You know, it definitely makes sense to allow people to crowd into grocery stores, right? I mean, this is the thing that you can't, it just doesn't make any sense. You can go into grocery stores. I know, you got to maintain 6 feet, and everybody does it, right? Because I was in a grocery store today where until they get in line, nobody's maintaining 6 feet. They're standing right next to each other in the vegetable aisle, which I still find extremely amusing. That we're screaming about this distance. We're screaming about masks. What's next? Rubber gloves? Because you, who may have the coronavirus, coming through your pores, you're touching my vegetables, my bell peppers, my red peppers, my celery. You know what I'm saying? How many bananas are you going to pick up and put down before you finally pick the one you want? Oranges, pears. Come on. This doesn't make any sense. We can pack the, not just the grocery stores, you can pack the, what is it, the regular stores, right? The clothing stores, the supermarkets, pharmacies. Come on, think about it. Walgreens, Walmarts. And yet, we can't go vote because we might get too close. Can't go out to the beach in the fresh air, in the sunlight. With the ultraviolet rays because, well, I can't think of why because. So, you know, when you talk about the governor doing this, this is an arbitrary decision, not based on science. The same thing they constantly beat on Trump about. Right? And it's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, we're so worried about the medical world. I find this is just amazingly funny. We're so worried about the medical world. We're so worried about our nurses and our doctors that we're going to find them on the unemployment line soon. If you don't start allowing these elective surgeries to be done, what better place to show up with the coronavirus than at the hospital where they can treat you? According to Newsweek, most U.S. hospitals are empty soon. They might even close for good. Tens of thousands of healthcare workers across the country are going without pay. Some of them have been furloughed. Some of them have been sent home. I told you this was happening almost 2 weeks ago. You know, it's really funny because I've even had some other left-wing commentators say that I deal in fear-mongering. The Republican Party deals in fear-mongering. Yet, who is the one to put out that this virus was going to go through and kill over 2 million people? Come on, think about it. And they're still doing it today. They're still putting out all the nasties. And then our heroes, right, they're being called heroes. We're talking about how great they are. We're working at putting them out of business. We're working at shutting down their hospitals, apparently. Remember, they were telling us we wouldn't have enough resources, hospital resources, to treat all the people that were going to be sick. We had to keep those beds open. Well, Cuomo and de Blasio didn't need them. They're turning away stuff. You notice how you heard every day how bad it was and how they were going to need beds and they were going to need medication, they were going to need masks, they were going to. And now they don't need them at all. They've got too much stuff. Now, they don't even have what they asked for, but they have too much stuff now. Right? This is a tale of two hospitals in a function of clumsy, if not well-intentioned, federal and state directives. going to halt everything but emergency procedures. That way the beds would be left open. But instead of preserving hospital beds and other resources, the injunction created a burden of its own design. A number of empty beds in the system left untouched by the pandemic. Three hospitals have resorted to unprecedented levels of furloughs. They're trying to, you know, get rid of the budget shortfalls. See, I'd like to easily say, we should be helping these hospitals out, we should be helping these groups out, because the government brought this along. But the problem is that it isn't the government's money. The idiots who call this, they're not paying for it. You and I are. And it's not fair, and it's not right. I don't want to put those people, look, I don't want anybody to lose their home because of stupid government, or I don't know, the malicious work of the government, whatever way you want to put it. Right, 18% of U.S. economy is healthcare, $3.6 trillion industry every year. When you borrow all those elective, I mean, believe me, we had a lot of elective surgeries going on. Got to get that tummy tucked, right? I won't go through the rest of it. You know, you get the picture. Big, big money in plastic surgery. I mean, big money in plastic surgery. Outpatient service. I did not know this till earlier today. But outpatient surgery, which is, you know, reconstruction surgery, cancer biopsies, things along those lines. Again, cancer biopsies are important. Don't get me wrong. They account for over half of hospital revenue. So right now, hospitals are not making any money. And, you know, somebody said, well, they get $39,000 for every coronavirus patient they either treat or what have you. You know, guess they need it. When you see numbers like this, you have a little bit of sympathy for them. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As nearly 62,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19, President Trump is saying he's considering holding a national day of mourning by lowering flags across the country to half-staff.
I would not mind doing that. I would say not only the White House
flag. We could do that. In fact, it's something that I will be talking about later on. We have a meeting on various things. That's one of the topics, and we're going to bring that up. So I think lowering the flags would be something very appropriate.
Vice President Mike Pence was in his home state of Indiana touring a GM plant that's now making ventilators. Pence went to the GM plant in Kokomo, which is under contract to produce 30,000 of the machines.
It's made an incredible difference. And that was about protecting yourself, your family, but also ensuring that our healthcare system would not be overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back with Troma Singer. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know some of you don't believe it. It's not something I just say, right? Because I don't need to say it, right? So, you know, it's funny with California and with our wonderful, Bundaberg governor here. We've got a state that's been sued over and over and over again for voter fraud, registration fraud. And I won't say nothing happens. We've got some rulings against them. We already were told that the L.A. County Registrar in California, he was supposed to clean up, I don't know what it was, $1.5 million. I'm sorry, not the registrar, but the Secretary of State cleaned up $1.5 million. Voters that aren't here anymore. They've actually moved. They left. Right? They don't exist. They're dead. So as the Dems are screaming for mail-in voting, we haven't cleaned the rolls up yet. Right? He hasn't proved that he's cleaned up the rolls yet, as he was supposed to. There are estimates now that there's 3.5 million more registered voters than there are adults in the state of California. How is that possible? Is there, you know, again, Nancy Pelosi's pushing for, you know, a national mail-in. But she can't do that by law. Did you know that? Yeah, every state decides how it's going to hold elections within the guidelines of the feds, mind you. But how they're administered electronically, on paper, by mail, what have you, those are all determined by states. And it needs to stay that way. Anyway, so yeah, Nancy Pelosi, Michelle Obama, they're pushing, demanding, screaming for mail-in voting. And some states have, you can register today and vote today. Isn't that cool? No check on you? They'll check it later. After they've certified the election. God bless. He said, that's enough, according to the article, that's enough registered voters to populate a ghost state about the size of Connecticut. That's according to Judicial Watch's attorney, Robert Popper. According to a new study of the U.S. Census data, America has more registered... Ready for this? This is U.S. Census. According to a new study, U.S. Census data says that America has more registered voters than active live voters. God. So you have to have, there has to be dead people voting then. Has to be. The data comes from the Judicial Watch and the Election Integrity Project. The group looked at data from 2011 to 2015. This was data produced by who? The U.S. Census. Your government. U.S. Census Bureau. So it has to be true, right? From the government. It also comes along with data from the Federal Election Assistance Commission. Judicial Watch state-by-state results. It found 462 counties where the registration rate exceeded 100%. There were 3,551,000 plus more people registered to vote than adult U.S. citizens. But hey, what's a few million votes among friends, right? I would guarantee you, I'm going to bet you my job, that the majority of those were Democrat voters. And a large percentage of them were dead. That's enough over-registered voters to populate a ghost state. Judicial Watch report that L.A. County employees informed us that the total number of registered voters now stands at a number that is a whopping 144% of the total number of resident citizens of voting age. Come on. Seriously. Right? California voting rolls are an absolute mess. And if they're a mess, you know, these people are always screaming about somebody's vote not getting counted. And if they really meant that, they would do more to make sure the votes were real. Because if somebody votes for me illegally, I like that word for some reason, if somebody votes for me illegally, and I don't get to vote because we had many calls in the last election to people that said they went to vote and the person they told them they already voted. And they could not vote again. They could vote provisionally. Well, if I'm Joe Messina and I show up to vote, you may tell me I've already voted, but I can vote provisionally, you know, because that first voter they might find out is not real. Well, they're not going to might find out. Short of that person coming up and say, I voted illegally. Here's the name I used. And here's who I voted for. That vote's going to count. And mine won't. My provisional ballot won't be counted. It's not right. It's not fair. And though the Dems will say it doesn't happen that often, it happens a lot. It happens so much that in California it's accumulated to 3.5 million more votes. Why is that? It's happened so much that you get a boatload of counties that are well over 100%. I mean, if you have 100 people in a county, you got 130 people registered to vote. There's something wrong, don't you think? Just a little bit. Come on, help me out. And I don't know how long this can go on. When is somebody going to stop and clean it up? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I guess I should have come back with the story I left with. I just get so hot on that when somebody sent it to me. It's like, ugh. You know, I got story ADD. How's that? Anyhow, so we get, you know, again, doctors and nurses being furloughed. I was talking about that earlier. Because there's no elective surgeries being done, which accounts for more than 50% of what funds these hospitals. Unless the government's going to fund these hospitals to keep them open and help them out, which is really not the government. It's us funding the hospitals. You know, I'd say let's put it up for a vote, quick vote. But, man, you can't trust a lot of these states. You can't trust it. Come on, where was I? Oh, it doesn't take an economist, to understand that, you know, the underlying economics here. It won't just be rural health care. Hospitals in every corner of the country are going to suffer. They're going to have a problem. Inner-city hospitals. You know, there's a lot of inner-city hospitals that may do these surgeries to make a few bucks. And then they're able to help out the community for free because they have extra money. Not anymore. You know, I don't know what they're waiting for. These Democrat governors that want to keep these states closed longer, how do they suppose they're going to pay for this? See, they don't realize they want this. Some of these guys, they want this communism / socialism so bad because they think it will give them more power. But as a governor of a state, When we, if we go under communism and socialism, you're nothing but a puppet. You're going to do what the hair dictator tells you to do, right? Or you're going to be out of a job. You may even be out of a life. But you're definitely going to be out of a job. Because they're going to dictate who wins and who doesn't win. You study, that's the problem. These people don't know history. They haven't studied their history. They haven't got a clue about history. The coronavirus will continue to spread throughout the United States, but our ability to treat and prevent its transmission will be severely constrained. Right? And again, these hospitals that have layoffs, what will happen if you have a surge? And there isn't anybody there to staff it or help out. You think you're going to turn the lights on and wind that equipment up in 24 hours to help out? No. Those places are going to have to be re-cleaned, re-disinfected, repaired, fixed, all kinds of stuff. Understand the availability of clinicians in hot sports like New York City, hot spots, I'm sorry, like New York City, New Orleans, and so forth, Detroit. You're going to need people there to work. Healthcare has always weathered economic downturns because people get sick even in depressions. All right? But unlike previous slumps in the past 30 years, there's been only 4 months where the industry destroyed jobs. Now, if you think about that, the worst case was in 2003. But if we don't keep these hospitals open, you don't keep these people working in some way, you're going to have a problem. When the stuff does hit the fan, you're going to have a problem. Remember, a hospital's only job is to treat patients. It's not like they're doing research and development on certain things. I mean, some might be doing a little bit of that, but most of them are to treat patients. Treat sick people. When you say sick people can't go there, you got a problem. And did you know that 1 in 8 Americans is employed by healthcare? Joe Mancini, host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Hey, hey, you know, hey, mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo, mambo, Italiano, go, go, Joe, you mix up Siciliano.
Hey, oh, sure, make fun of the Sicilians. Joe Mazzini, your host, you're listening to the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be doing the hot Twitter stories. You know, top Twitter. I mean, usually pretty, some of them pretty funny, some of them pretty good. The, you know, I was talking about the healthcare crisis we're going to have. And the healthcare crisis, because these hospitals are shutting down. Medical workers are being furloughed, laid off, whatever you want to call it. I guess furloughed makes it sound better somehow. It's just shy of being fired, right? You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got something to say, let me know. We seem to have forgotten that there's a whole world of other stories going on out there. There's things going on in North Korea. Where is, you know, we should do a like a Where is Waldo, but specifically and strictly do it on Little Kim. He's my favorite. You know, I get a kick out of him, big time. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's another way you can do it. Some people don't like to hear themselves and don't want to get deeply involved in a conversation. Send me an email, tell me what you think. I'm very curious as to where you stand on some of these issues. Again, we get back to what's going on with President Trump and China and the Democrat. I mean, they want to do an event all in the middle while this is going down. Again, they want to do another investigation into the coronavirus, right? I mean, it makes absolutely makes no sense. But anything they can do to keep him on his toes, off his toes, whatever. Right? What else is there? Mission to governor. It's really funny. She, again, this is what the Democrats do. Think about it. She is blaming the Republicans for all the aggravation in her state. And the reality is, it's not the Republicans that are giving her a hard time. It's everybody. Democrats are teed off about it. Whitmer extends the coronavirus state of emergency declaration another month. And then she goes after the GOP because she is extending it another month. Hello. God bless. Right? So, she's sitting another month through May 28th. Now, it was set to expire, I guess, at midnight tonight or something. And there were protesters already out there screaming at her. What does that tell you? She took shots at the Republican-controlled legislature for refusing to extend the order earlier in the day. She said, by refusing to extend the emergency disaster declaration, Republican lawmakers are putting their heads in the sand and putting more lives and livelihoods at risk. Let me see if I got this right. So people being forced to stay home, not being able to buy certain foods, not being able to grow their own foods, not being able to buy the American flag, okay, not being able to go to work, not being able to open their businesses, somehow that extends their lives and livelihood. But asking for them to be able to go back to work, back to their jobs, being able to plant food, being able to work outside, somehow that's killing them. This is not what I was taught in school. She said, I'm not going to let that happen. But again, I say, I know I get some of you so mad. You Michiganers, you voted her in. Vote her out. Will you remember this next time she runs, or will it all be water under the bridge? The emergency declaration gives Whitmer additional powers to issue executive orders during an emergency. She claims she had the emergency authority regardless of what the state lawmakers did. In a rejection of the governor, the State House Senate adopted resolutions to legally challenge her authority and also approved a bill that will allow some of her mandates, but not her stay-at-home order, which expires May 16th. Now, they haven't filed the lawsuit yet, but I don't know why. They should have done it right away. Whitmer says she's going to veto the bill. This is how stupid this is. They know she can, but they may have 2/3 of the vote, I don't know, to turn it. And when it comes to, you know, when President Obama was in office, and our Republicans kept saying they were going to go there and they were going to pass bills to rescind the ACH, I go, you're out of your mind. He's just going to veto it, and you do not have the votes to turn it over. Stop wasting our time and taxpayer dollars. Do not do it anymore. Early in the day, hundreds of demonstrators, some armed with rifles, descended on the state capitol building. I'm very frustrated over the stay-at-home order. Many made it inside the building and stood shoulder to shoulder, calling for a return to normal daily life. I'm surprised she didn't call in the National Guard. An earlier rally on April 15th called Operation Gridlock. It drew thousands outside the Capitol building, and she again blamed the Republicans for stirring that up. Because, you know, no good Democrat would ever protest. You know, I always say at the show, maybe I don't say it enough, I don't know. There's a lot of good Democrat, American Democrats out there. A lot of them. They grew up in states that were Democrat. Mommy was a Democrat. Daddy was. Grandma, Grandpa. But they have the same kind of values that we do. Many Democrats don't know that the Democrat platform tried to throw God out years ago. Many Democrats don't know that the Democrats are the ones pushing for partial and post-birth abortion. They really don't. I've talked to them. And until we educate them or give them the information they need to know it, I mean, look at what the walk-away movement's been able to do. Not that they are filling up the Republican club, but they've been able to get thousands, tens of thousands of people to leave the Democrat Party. Well, really, truly, honestly, the Democrat Party left them. They just changed registration. Now, the Michigan Court of Claims sided with the governor Wednesday, denying a motion for a preliminary injunction to the order. Court ruled that the stay-at-home order doesn't really violate residents' constitutional rights. This is going to have to go to the Supreme Court. You know that, right? Now, Michigan has 41,000 cases and 119 deaths. Notice what they never tell you is how many survived and what the population of the state is. In her declaration announcement, Whitmer said the scientific data shows the state's not ready to resume normal operations. What exactly is that? What see, that's what I want to know from you guys, from you Dems. What's the number? Is it zero deaths? Because if that's the case, we just might as well shut down the country forever. Because first of all, you're lying about people that what they died from, number one. Number two is there are other diseases that are killing many more people on a daily basis than the COVID virus. Should we stay shut down for those? Right? She says it defies common sense and science. We are still in a state of emergency. We have to take this seriously. If we are smart, we can start to re-engage safely. If we are smart. Right. Because you've made all the right moves, for sure. They just make me crazy. And they make me crazy because they're lying to us and we're believing them. Or I shouldn't say, let me rephrase that. Many of you are believing them. I'm not. I know they're lying to me. Joe Biden's being pushed at, right? Biden opts access secret Senate records before mid-March, says a report. Wow, funny. They're all upset about, you know, somebody going after Biden and getting his reports illegally. That didn't happen to Trump or his people at all. Like, you know, Shifty Schiff, when you get those cell phone records illegally. Campaign dispatch operatives, Joe Biden's campaign dispatch operatives to the University of Delaware's library to rifle through his secret Senate records there. Now, on Thursday, Business Insider reported that this raises the possibility that they accessed documents related to Tara Reade's accusations. The development comes after both The Atlantic and The Washington Post argued that Biden should instruct the university to turn over the records, saying they could contain confirmation of any complaint Ms. Reade made. Or rebut it. Right? Biden dropped off his 1,800 boxes of photographs, documents, videotapes, and files. Which would, 415 gigabytes of electronic records at the University of Delaware back in 2012. The university initially said it expected to make the records available to the public 2 years after Biden's last day in elected public office, which should have been a while back. Right? In April 2019, just hours before Biden announced his current presidential bid, the university changed its mind. It said, why don't we, we're going to hold on to these until 2 years after Biden retires from public life, whichever comes later. Right? Biden campaign officials rifled through the documents at least one occasion before. I wanted to make sure everything was fine. The campaign's visit to the library came some point after Biden announced his presidential campaign. They were trying to do some pre-op. Too bad. You lose. Right. Joe Mazzina, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. During the break, you can go hit the website up, give me your email address, sign up for text alerts. So much you can do up on the website. God bless. Some of you aren't coming back. You can catch us on the computer. Others, we'll see you in just a little bit.